I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. There continues to be work on serious issues that came to light last November with an FBI investigation into several men's basketball programs. In response to those indications of wrongdoing, the NCAA began a commission to review all aspects of Division I men's basketball. While that group's work continues, the Pac-12 Conference released a task force report this week that makes a number of recommendations to the NCAA. These include working to end the so-called one-and-out player trend by calling on the NBA to end their ban on drafting athletes directly out of high school. Additionally, the Pac-12 Task Force calls on the NCAA to create a new independent enforcement unit, initiate greater regulation and control over recruiting, and improve education related to student interaction with professional agents. The conference also called for full disclosure of the shoe and apparel contracts agreed to by NCAA members. No timetable has been announced for the recommendations from the NCAA Commission. Our first winter title news is coming up on This Week in the NCAA. Our first NCAA winter championship news comes from indoor track and field. In Division I, the men's title was claimed last weekend by the Florida Gators, their fourth in the sport. For the D1 women, the University of Georgia claimed their first ever indoor team trophy. Three more schools won their first indoor championship last weekend. In Division II, it was the women from West Texas A&M and the men from Pittsburgh State. And in D3, the Mount Union men raised the hardware for the first time. Finally, the D3 women's trophy went to UMass Boston, their fifth title, but first in 31 years. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.